had an old time feather bed come from Germany, and I had to put that on. I had made a cover for it of ticking, and I got her to put it on that. I helped her a little bit and put it on the bed, made my bed softer. I got one of them orthopedic mattresses, and they're too doggone hard. I don't like them, so I got the feather bed on top of it. It's all right. I sleep like a doll now. So she helped me with that, and I give her $5. I'm glad to give it, because I can't go nowhere right now, and I need help, see? And my apartment's guarded, so crowded, I had to get 5 rooms and 3 little rooms, so I'm crowded with boxes. I had to get rid of my antique armor, and a young man, the renting concern sent him, and you know he disappeared. He's a gypsy. He got my armor, he didn't pay for it. Of course, I owe him for helping me. I wrote him a note and no response. I call them a gypsy because they do that. They do you, they move away, you know. And I sent him a note to bring my red coat back. He was going to get that clean for me. And he got my armor, and he got a sewing machine, and he got some kind of a desk. And he said, we'll get settled with it. I was going to pay him so much, and he was going to pay for the armor. Nobody got paid. I got it free, and he got my things. So Mr. says, let it go a while, and then they try and hunt it up. I don't believe in letting it go. He ought to be reported, I think. He could move out of town.
Yeah.
You can done up, no matter how you are. Well.
What do you mean?
That's all. They cheat you all kind of ways, the young people today. They're not honest, most of them. I don't knock no young person around. I'll go with the good ones, and I'll say that they're all fine. You got to trust a person first. I have no objection. I think we got a fine class of young people coming along, and I'm sure they're going to be Americans if they have to. We had 200 years of America that plenty of blood was shed protecting it, and half of them don't appreciate it today. They're going to find out sooner we're going to have another war. It's brewing right now.
Your mother's folks, where were they from?
Huh?
Your mother's folks. Where did they come from?
Well, that's Grandma what's come from. My father's grandma, I don't know nothing about them.
You don't?
No, they come from Germany, but I couldn't tell you. My grandmother was, she wasn't too friendly. And I was 3 years old, and I remember that much. We went to see her, but she'd go to bed 6 o'clock when you'd go see her. And Grandpa was the artist, my father's stepfather. The lamp was lit, the shades was pulled down 6 o'clock, and had a nightcap on. And she, Hannah, don't mind. My mama's name was Hannah. Grandpa says, for goodness sake, Mutter. He called her Mutter. We got Hannah and John here. Grandma says, I have to get up 5 o'clock in the morning, Hannah. You understand. Mama says, go to bed, Grandma, it's all right. That's all you see from her, you couldn't find. And old man, he'd say, I get so lonesome around here, stay a while. So we stayed and talked to him. Of course, I was little, I didn't know what they talked about. But German people were very methodical in their ways. They'd done things a certain way. The children were bad, they'd spanked them on the behind where they deserved it. Don't hit them around the head and all that. They spanked them in the right place. And they grew up with children, you see. That's the trouble with the children today. They run into teachers, they run into everybody. They're telling their parents, and when they're going to get up, they want to move away. My friend the other day sadly buried her son. She adopted him. I belonged to a club that had, could adopt children, babies. And they adopted this little boy. He's only 16 now, and he's dead. He got in with down in the French Quarter with the dope heads down there, you see? And he was Lutheran, Protestant, and he got in with the Catholics, and he turned Catholic, he went to the cathedral. Well, that was all right, but some of them kids was bad and used dope, and his mama spent money trying to get him better, his adopted mother.